This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
You're listening to AvWeb's continuing coverage of NBAA 2010 in Atlanta. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting. I'm speaking today with Keith Plum of Executive AirShares. Executive AirShares has announced a new fractional program called Embark 32. Using the Embraer Phenom 100. Tell us a little bit about it, Keith. It's different than the traditional fractional.
Yeah, it is. It's what we see it is a bridge, really, between on-demand charter cards, and fractional ownership. And all charter cards existing today, when people fly off their days or dollars or hours, they really have nothing in the end. And Our Embark 32 program is different in that as people fly, they actually are building equity in a share of an airplane with the ultimate goal to be a share owner but not having to make the long-term commitment today.
Now, is that a share in an actual airplane or a share in the company?
It's actually a share in the actual aircraft. We actually identify by tail number and serial number which aircraft that we've set a share aside for them. And then we give them a report as they fly once they hit 150 hours, and that can be flown anytime through the next 48 months. But when they hit that point, they have an option to own half of that share or a 32nd share of a 16th, and it is lower cost if they convert over to the shared ownership.
And what's the market segment for this?
The market segment we think is significant. Again, it's unique in that we don't have a competitor out there today where that offers equity in an airplane, but they just kind of pay as you go and build up ownership as they fly. So today we're just going to launch this as the Central United States, where we have our fleet of Phenom 100 aircraft. One positive reason to launch this program here at NBAA is that when we started our Phenom 300 program and took delivery of our first Phenom 300 this summer, we had quite a few Phenom 100 owners who wanted to transfer ownership and upgrade to the 300. So we have some unsold inventory in our Phenom 100s, and this product times out very well as we roll out more Phenom 300s.
Given the capabilities of the 100, what would be the typical mission profile for some of these buy-ins?
You know, we originally thought that it might compete with our smaller King Air C-90Bs, and, you know, that the trips would normally be an hour to an hour and 15 minutes. But we were dramatically surprised that a lot of our beach jet owners looked at the lower cost of the Phenom 100, the operating cost, and our Phenom 100 average stage length is close to, you know, 550, 600 miles. So a lot of our customers tend to only have three or four passengers, and they can save a lot of money taking the fuel-efficient and low-maintenance cost Phenom 100 versus a beach jet.
So walk me through this. If I'm a typical buyer, say I'm a small company, or maybe I'm a well-to-do owner, a personal owner, how would this work?
Yeah, for the Embark 32 program, you purchase 25 round-trip hours or a combination of one-way hours for $80,500. And you can choose if you're going to go somewhere for several days or a week, you pay a one-way rate, or if you're going to go out and back in the same day or for a few days, you would pay the round-trip rate. And so you have a credit, and we build up a profile and inform you of how much money you have remaining on your balance, and you can reload that in 25-hour blocks. And again, if you fly 150 hours over the next 48 months, you've built ownership in that piece of the airplane. We also have, if you get to that point and you're still not ready to make a longer-term commitment, you can get a credit and reload and add more hours to your account. So it's really flexible, but it is unique in that when a person first signs up, we do set aside equity in a specific airplane for them with the understanding that at some point they probably will convert to fractional ownership.
And the equity payback would be in a fractional position.
That's right. It's essentially you're getting 50% off for a 16th share. They've earned 50% of that 16th share as they've flown. And again, if for some reason they're not comfortable with making that ownership commitment today or in 6 months or a year, they can just continue to fly and place deposits on future hours. And it's something that we had to be very cognizant of what our share owners thought of that. And there are still many benefits for fractional ownership compared to the Embark 32 program. But this Embark 32 program is great for entry-level business users and leisure users who, again, don't want to lay out a lot of capital to buy a share, but they still want the flexibility to control in their own schedule. And even if they still continue to fly the airline some, you know, we'd like to take care of some of those more difficult trips for them and make their life a lot easier and control their own schedule.
And is the program available now?
It is. In fact, we've had a strong interest. We set up a focus group with a lot of our share owners. And one area that we didn't realize was that we have some share owners, as they have some peak travel times, it may be better for them to just sign up for the Embark 32 program for some additional lift that would supplement their fractional ownership piece. So, yeah, we're signing folks up this week. A lot of them are their customers that we know today. And then I think this announcement at NBAA will also stimulate some phone calls and some sales in the central U.S.
And give us the website.
Yeah, it's www.embark32, that's EMBARK32.com.
All right. Well, thanks for speaking with us, Keith.
Thank you.
This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from NBAA 2010. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.